This is the military service record of Clarence McGregor Thompson, born on August 18, 1881, in St. Mary's, Ohio, in the USA. Father's name, Henry M. Thompson, born in the USA. Mother's maiden name, Elizabeth R. McGregor, born in the USA. Are you white, colored, Indian, or Mongolian? White. Citizen? Yes. Voter? Yes. Church? Baptist. Married? Yes. On June 22, 1905, in Providence, Rhode Island, to Martha P. Christie, born on January 28, 1882. Children, Ruth Estelle Thompson, born on May 5, 1907, in Latonia, Tennessee. Christie McGregor Thompson, born October 26, 1915, in Hartford, Connecticut. Fraternal orders, Mason. Previous military experience, Connecticut National Guard, 1913. Occupation before entry to the service, secretary and agent, the Connecticut Prison Association. Employer, the Connecticut Prison Association. Residence before entry into service, 42 Oak Street, Hartford, Connecticut, in Hartford County. Present home address, 12 Ravine Avenue, Glen Cove, New York, in Nassau County. Inducted into service or enlisted on, called out by the President's Proclamation on March 26, 1918, in Hartford as a captain in the Infantry Section of the National Guard, Connecticut. Identification number, none indicated. Assigned originally to Company K, 1st Connecticut Lot, 102nd Infantry Regiment, 26th Division in New Haven. Trained or stationed before going to Europe at Camp Yale from July 1917 to September 15, 1917. Transferred to, none indicated. Promoted from the rank of captain to the rank of major on August 2, 1918. Embarked from Montreal, Canada on the SS Canada on September 16, 1917, and arrived in Liverpool, England. Proceeded from Liverpool, England to Southampton. From Southampton to Le Havre, France on October 2, 1917. Trained or stationed abroad in Certeuil, France from October 6, 1917 to February 2, 1918. In Langres, France from October 1, 1918 to December 31, 1918. And in Paris, France from March 1, 1919 to May 22, 1919. First went into action on March 1, 1918 in Chemin des Dames. Participated in the following engagements. Chemin des Dames, defensive. Two-sector, defensive. Chepray Marne An, defensive and offensive. Saint-Mihiel, offensive. Marcheville, offensive. Cited, decorated, or otherwise honored for distinguished services. Give circumstantial accounts of exploits, including dates and places where performed, also by whom and in what manner those honors were bestowed. Croix de Guerre, Chepray, April 21st, 1918. Killed in action, died of wounds, died of disease, wounded, gassed, shell-shocked, taken prisoner, none indicated. Under medical care, none indicated. Permanently disabled, none indicated. Arrived in Brooklyn, New York, on the ship USS Frederick, on June 2, 1919, from Brest, France. Discharged as a major. Returned to civilian life. Occupation, agent, Phoenix Mutual Life Insurance Company. If a change of occupation was occasioned by reason of disability acquired in the service, describe the process or re-education and readjustment, and indicate the agencies or individuals chiefly instrumental in furnishing the new occupation. None indicated. Additional information. What was your attitude toward military service in general and toward your call in particular? A pleasure and a duty for every civilian. The call It had to be. What were the effects of camp experiences in the United States upon yourself, mental and physical? Believe it did me much good, both mentally and physical. What were the effects upon yourself of your experience overseas, either in the Army or Navy, or in camp in France or in England or elsewhere? None indicated. If you took part in fighting, what impressions were made upon you by this experience? Too soon to state this definitely. What has been the effect of all these experiences as contrasted with your state of mind before the war? I did not expect a picnic, and it was what I looked for. The glory of war is all on canvas, but I therefore do not jump to the conclusion that there are not worse evils which only war can overcome. Photographs? We'll try to send one when I have them made. Additional data. Cover letter on Phoenix Mutual Life Insurance Company of Hartford, Connecticut, letterhead. Address to George S. Goddard, State Librarian, Hartford, Connecticut. My dear Mr. Goddard, nearly a year ago, I filled out the enclosed form and put it away because it seemed so futile to try to express one's ideas of the great times we have been through. I cannot do better now, so forward it in case it is not too late. Sincerely, Clarence Thompson. Signed at New York on October 28, 1919. Signature, Clarence M. Thompson. Rank, Major, Branch, Infantry.